Yeah. fucking and rolling on full auto is a lot of fun.
We felt the women had been ignored.
You know, I like the feeling of the machine gun in my hands. You know, I like the feeling of the machine gun in my hands. You know, I like the feeling of the machine gun in my hands. You know, I like the feeling of the machine gun in my hands. The feeling of the machine gun in my hands.
The women had been ignored.
The feeling of the machine gun in my hands. Got to be an addiction. You know, I like the feeling of the machine gun in my hands. Got to be an addiction.
Firepower.
We found the women have been ignored. They've been kept ignorant and afraid of firearms when they're no more difficult to operate than a household appliance.
Post ammo letdown.
Hi, I'm Tanny Joe, and I'm shooting the Ingram Men 10, or the MAC 10. This gun is one of the most well-known machine guns in the world. Not only because it has been featured in numerous Hollywood movies, but also because it has spread underworld popularity. The MAC 10 is a weapon of choice.
With this gun, even I could stop most of the bad guys out there.
As you can see, this gun is really fast. It fires a 9mm round at a rate of 1,200 rounds per minute. That's like 20 shots per second. Not only that, it weighs just 6¼ pounds and it's only 10.5 inches long.
Hello, my name is Julie, and this is the M16. I'm shooting the MPK submachine gun. Made in Germany. The MP stands for machine pistol.
This is a real gun.
This gun fires the 9mm cartridge at a rate of 550 rounds per minute.
Guns.
That's close to 10 rounds per second. What surprises me is how easy this gun is to handle.
Guns.
I guess that's what makes it so much fun.
Guns.
The barrel on the MPK is 6 inches long, and I'm shooting it with a 30-round magazine.
Guns.
It weighs just 6.5 pounds
Guns.
And has a clever folding wire stock. Those Germans really know how to make a machine gun.
Now, this is a real gun, not one of those wimpy machine guns.
I've never fired a gun before in my life. But let me tell you, once I got that machine gun in my hands, there was no stopping me. It's a block. I love it.
What a blast.
It's a block.
That was a blast.
We started out telling a little history with a little music like Annie Get Your Gun and A Pioneer Dressed Woman. And the storyline developing through the dance hall girl who had to protect herself in various ways. All of these having various concealed firearms. And then into the contemporary businesswoman in a business suit, the recreational woman, the police officer.
We know criminals will always get guns.
The security guard. And finishing with the
beach
woman clad in a bikini.
Stand back.
Okay, all right. Stop right there.
Stand back.
Where do you conceal the gun in a bikini?
Stand back.
And this is the H&K G3.
Fine.
The G3 fires a 7.62 NATO round at 550 rounds per minute.
Guns.
This gun really packs a punch. Wow.
A lot of kick to that, I'll tell you.
As demonstrated in the fashion show, even when the firearm was exhibited, about 90% of the people never even saw it or where it was. They just saw it appear.
Now, where else did you find places concealed deadly weapons?
Well, there's Comrade General over there.
Firearms.
Okay.
There are lots of deadly weapons. We're only dealing with firearms.
Okay.
We're taking this from a defensive posture.
What about your business?
Ankle holsters. There were garter belt holsters. Midriff holsters, which are not unlike a tank top. And the holster sewn into that. It fits underneath the breast area.
Hello. I'm Tish. I'm shooting the Thompson submachine gun.
Hi. How are you? I'm Denise from San Diego, California, and I'm going to show you how to shoot the AK-47 automatic rifle, the standard issue to the Soviet bloc armies, I might add.
It's a big gun.
This gun weighs 9 pounds, 7 ounces, and fires 600 rounds per minute. The 50-round drum is a lot of fun because you can just shoot and just keep on shooting.
Move the other window out.
You have the shoulder holster, then the standard hip holster, and waistband holsters.
The horizontal shoulder holster was the perfect accessory for the businesswoman of the 80s.
Yeah,
there you go.
What about ball gowns?
Yeah. My name is Adrian. How are you doing today? I'm shooting the world famous Uzi submachine gun. I can just imagine stopping a group of terrorists in their tracks with this magnificent weapon. The Uzi is a bit heavy at 7.5 pounds, but that gives it some heft and something to hang on to.
There's something about having
control it. I don't know what it is, but all the girls talked about it.
Anytime you want to go shooting, just give me a call.
What's next?
I really don't know anything about guns, but when the producer said I was going to be shooting the Uzi, I immediately recognized it as the gun the presidential secret service men carry under their coat.
What's next?
What?
Do the firearms themselves come in fashion colors?
Well, believe it or not.
I mean, it could, but I'm not going to. Right there, Radio Valencia, Papa Pies. Second album, Joe's second record, the legendary Papa Pies, with the slow version there. It's legendary. It's legendary. It's Papa Pies. I now have all three Papa Pies albums, Party with John Hell. And they were really well known for, you know, doing live shows in San Francisco in the early 80s, and they would do Truckin' the whole night. And then they would end the song. They'd be like, okay, next song, and it would be trucking again. And that's just, they would just keep doing trucking because they knew how to play that song. And I don't know if you're, no, that was Trey Spruance on some guitar there. They had a lot of players for Mr. Bungle and Faith No More made up most of what Joe Papa Pie, the backing band for Joe Papa Pie, Billy Gould, Mike Borden, Roddy Bottom. Trey Spruance would be in there. Klaus Fluoride from Dead Kennedys played on a bunch of Papa Pie's stuff. Great stuff, man. Really good stuff. Only right here on Radio Valencia. Papa Pie's coming out of my papa hole. Just before that, some Negative Land. I took that off of the Guns EP. We heard Now. Because, you know, Guns Now. We need more Guns Now. Sergeant Splendor. Off the Hoochie Coo LP, we heard Blue and Her Strawberry Balloon. John Hell here Monday nights. 8 to 10, you know. Hey, we got some really fabulous programming that's happening right now. Well, I'm on right now, so I'm not going to say that about me. That would be weird. But I can tell you on Tuesdays, we got a really cool show, man. There's so many that are happening on the station these days. But I want to tell you briefly about a new show, 4 to 6 p.m., Happy Horseshit with Fiat Chase. Local music, which I love, world music, Detroit techno, heartland punk and rock and roll, southern gospel and soul, speed schmaltz, jazz, bluegrass, country and western, hip-hop, dub and reggae, jazz, shoegaze, dream pop, 80s and Americana. 4 to 6 p.m., Happy Horseshit with Fiat Chase, right here on Radio Valencia. I first thought when they wanted to do a show, it was called Happy Horseshit with Fiat Cheese. And I thought, ooh, Fiat Cheese, I get it, because fiat currency and cheese is another word for money. Now it's Fiat Chase. I'm like, I don't get it. Anyway, tune in. They're great. I'm loving their show. They've been on about a month, and I can't get enough of them. Hey, so dig this. You know, if you've been tuning in for quite a while to my show, you know I'm a collector of San Francisco punk from really 70s on. And I've been looking for this record. I've been looking for this, and I found it. Hot damn, I found it. Ricky Williams, who died way too young because of all the heroin in his system. This guy should have been like the biggest legend of them all. He had a few bands that he was in. One of them was called Sleepers, and I've been looking for Sleepers for a while, and I finally found some. I found a great 45 right here, so we're going to play off of 45 A side here. This is Mirror, Sleeper, San Francisco. Here you have we
Fuck Off, overproduced by Martin Hannett, take four.
I love that we could do that. Dead Kennedys right here on Radio Valencia. Nazi punks, fuck off. Off of In God, We Trust, Inc. Nuns just before that, off of their debut release, self-titled. Fabers, Jennifer Miro there on vocals, Savage. Started off the set with the Sleepers, Just Sleepers, off of their, it's a 7-inch. We heard the track Mirror on the A side. I love that's out on Search and Destroy Productions. I have to talk to V Val about that one. Featuring Ricky Williams there on vocals, Michael Belfer on guitar, Stephen Wymore on bass, and Stephen Brown on, I guess, keys? What's that? Synth. Hello, synth. Hello. John Hell here, going until 10 o'clock tonight. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Sadly, DJ Doug and a little his Muffet are on sabbatical. They'll be back in the summer. Hey, celebrating 100 years, the League of Women Voters was established in 1920. 6 months before women gained the right to vote federally, the League today works to facilitate access to ballots by registering voters, defending voter rights, and providing education about government policy, community planning, and civic life. The League of Women Voters of the Bay Area published the Bay Area Monitor magazine and are based in Oakland. Phone 510-839-1608 or visit Bay Area Monitor, that's TOR.org, Bay Area Monitor.org. It's days like today, you know, I'm a teacher and a lot of my students are like, dude, what can we do, Mr. Hell? You know, everything's going, you know, horribly wrong. And I say, well, you need to really be thinking locally as much as you possibly can, because that's where you have more power, more control. So definitely vote in all elections and pay attention to local races, every race that you can imagine. And, you know, donate your time and donate your money. Like League of Women Voters is a great example. You know, donate your money and time to organizations that are going to use it to promote democracy. That's a big deal. Like you guys to do all that, okay? John Hell's my name. Going until 10 o'clock tonight. That last song is reminding me that last Monday night I was not here because I went and saw the Melvins and Napalm Death and Weed Eater at the Great American Music Hall. And Napalm Death, what I love about them is they always play Nazi punks, Fuck Off. And Jello was at the show, and I was up on the balcony, and you could see him backstage just hanging out watching Napalm Death. And then you could tell, you knew he was going to go on, because he does every time Napalm Death plays a local show. And he's back there stretching. He's literally stretching. Like, it's Jello in all his glory stretching before he goes on stage, getting everything all ready to go. Then he gets up, and, he and Barney, the singer for Napalm Death, they sing the song together, and it's great. And then freaking Jello stage dives. It's totally awesome. I love it. I might have to post it on my blog. Anyway, Napalm Death and Melvins put together a really great EP called Savage Imperial Death March. We're going to hear a track right here called Tossing Coins into the Fountain of Fuck. Radio Valencia.
Oh! I need some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't ask what for. 1, 2, 3, 4. Stand here like a loaded gun.
No God in heaven's
That felt really good. Radio Valencia, Punk, Funk, and Junk, Monday nights with me, John Hill. Some music there for the Germs. Same, just Germs. For GI, Manimal, Slash Records, 1979. That's produced there by Joan Jett, by the way. If you haven't seen the Joan Jett documentary, please go watch it. There will be a test. Flipper, just before that, off of their second LP, Gone Fishing. The Light, The Heart. I took that off of a reissue. Four Men with Beards is great. They just reissued all of the Flipper records. I love them for doing that. MDC before that, John Wayne Was a Nazi, off of the classic Millions of Dead Cops LP. Some Black Flag in there. The Black Flag song has been stuck in my head like all weekend. And yeah, I have listened to it, but I had to play it for you. Gimme, 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 off of Damaged. When Dez was still doing vocals with them, and Henry's first album with them. Started off the set there with new music from Melvins and Napalm Death. Together, Barney there on vocals, and obviously Buzz on guitar. Tossing Coins into the Fountain of Fuck, that comes off of their Amphetamine Reptiles EP, Savage Imperial Death March. I love Amphetamine Reptiles because you can go to the website, you can buy these CDs for $5, or you could get the vinyl for $70. Now, I don't buy CDs in stores anymore, but I have a very large collection of Amphetamine Reptiles $5 cheapy CDs at home, so I got this one. And luckily, we have a working CD player at the studio. Hey, go until 10 o'clock tonight. Thanks so much for being with me. Sadly, DJ Doug and Little Hiss Muffet are on sabbatical until the summer. They're getting married, so they're taking the time off to go take care of their own personal beeswax, and we miss them desperately around here. But you can tune in to an encore presentation of their show Beyond All Limits at 10 o'clock tonight. They're a fine show to listen to late at night. I do agree. Honestly, wherever you are on the planet, wherever, you in Norway, you in London, England, you in Australia, where are you at? Yes, you too can listen to Beyond All Limits, 10 to midnight Pacific time, wherever that might be your time, is your own damn business, okay? So I still got some time to play some music, so this song's also been stuck in my head, and I like to play it every so often. P.I.L. off of their generic LP. I love what Steve DePace of Flipper says about their album. You can go find my interview with him on my blog, and then you can hear it right here, Radio Valencia.
Could be wrong.
Yep. You know it's true. The Fall right here on Radio Valencia, Neighborhood of Infinity. Took that off of the Perverted by Language LP. It came out in 1983. I love that lineup. Brick Smith is on there. Steve Hanley. Paul Hanley is on there. Craig Scanlon on there. Steve Hanley. Yeah, Steve Hanley is on bass. That's right. Steve Hanley on bass. Paul Hanley on drums, electronics. Craig Scanlon on guitar. Brick Smith on guitar and vocals. Carl Burns on drums and bass, actually. The great Mark E. Smith as well. Good stuff. Rise from PIL off of the Generic LP. Started off the set there. John Hell, That's My Name. Just about out of here, dude. Boy, that went quick. That was a fast show. That was a wicked fast 2 hours, I have to say. Next Monday night is my Iggy Pop special, Iggy Pop birthday special. His birthday is next Monday night. I might just do 4 hours, so stick around and stay tuned. Iggy Pop turns 78 years old next Monday night, so I will be doing a whole special. Why not? 2 hours isn't enough anyway, so I'm thrilled about it. I can't wait, so stick around for that. All right, I'm just about out of here, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, DJ Doug and Little Hiss Muffet are on sabbatical until the summer. Their show is in rerun. So you can enjoy that tonight, Beyond All Limits, 10 to midnight, right here on Radio Valencia. I've been playing a lot of, like, 70s, 80s punk. We're going to end with some brand new punk. The Linda Lindas have a great album out. I just think the world of it. It's called No Obligation. I want to play a track here called Resolution Revolution. Going to do it here. Going to do it now, right here. See you next week, Radio Valencia.
the parting sigh, and I watch you go with my chin held high. You've been dear and sweet, a pleasure to meet, a special treat, say I, from the first hello to the last goodbye. From the first hello to the last goodbye. It's been awfully nice to know you, so excuse the parting song.